together on our knees. Let us break bread together. My face to the rising sun. Oh, Lord, have mercy on me.
Good morning, my friend. It's so good to be with you. And maybe, maybe it's the middle of your day, or you're taking time with this in your evening hour. Talking with friends, I know there are different habits for prayer, for meditation, for listening to things that help us move into that deeper place of consideration. As St. Clair invites us to gaze upon the cross of Christ, and I would say look out at all of life as it manifests the risen Lord, as it comes to us as light, another great image that we often use here. And as we gaze upon it, we consider it. We let it begin to soak into us, but we take enough time to sit with it, so to speak, or walk with it. Well, right now, maybe you're reclining. It's a summertime. Maybe you're stretched out on the beach somewhere. Or a hammock. What allows us to take some time to go deeper. If there would be a criticism, I think some would have not always expressed recently, and maybe for quite a while, is that religion is religion light. In this sense, superficial or surface. I don't mean intentionally so, but I mean the world goes so quickly and our lives demand so much of it that we sometimes say, what are the 1 to 5 things I need to do? And then we list them as purpose-driven activities. And we might miss the depth of the joy and the reason why we asked the question in the beginning. What moves us to a deeper longing for purpose and a reality of life? A religion light would give us practice without person. And again today, and every time I open the scriptures recently, especially the gospel, there is the person of Jesus the Christ, the anointed one of God, the Son of the Father, looking you and I right in the face. So it's real time, and it's right now, and he's longing for us to know that we are God's children now. Now that might bring us to lightheartedness, but that certainly is different than religion light. And by the way, I'll get off of this in a moment. It takes us deep into the joy of life, to the reality of it. In preparing a homily today, I find myself inviting people to know and try singing that great little old tune from one of the early cartoons, "We Whistle While We Work," and then they whistle it. I'm not bold enough to do that here today. But the depth from which a song or a whistle would arise from us. Sometimes we say, gee, why am I whistling to myself? Why am I singing as we walk about a day? Or if we've had that habit, gee, why isn't that I haven't whistled in a while? And I think it's meaning which is underneath purpose. It's deeper than purpose. It's not always easily expressed. And here Jesus in the gospel that we're hearing on this Sunday in the beginning of August, so I'll just share a reference to you. John 6, 24 through 35 is telling us that he is the real bread, that the real bread is coming down from heaven, is now here for us. It's a gift present. It's not the past experience of the people with Moses. He doesn't put that aside as having been important, but he goes deep. It's not just bread laying on the desert for the day. It's bread that comes through the dying and rising of Jesus and has within it the call that we might be transformed and that the whole world would know a gift has been given to it. The bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. So it is our daily bread. And this is really daily bread right now. Interestingly enough, Jesus is not protective of the Eucharist, or naming it as separate from other things. but naming, I am the bread of life, he places within himself all of what we would hunger for, all of what we might believe if we would find our way through him to the Father. Or you might say, I mentioned a lot of doctrine or dogma that is Christian, so I believe that's true, and I believe what I said is true, but I also believe that the depth of what we're yearning for is as simple as food. Years ago, a good friend of mine here, and I mention this off and on, he and I, in the middle of our old house, came up with a quick phrase to capture people's interest in coming here, and it was, hungry for God and good food. Jesus is both, just as he is both meaning and purpose of our life, and then our life's meaning shows itself in the way we live out our purpose in the world, in relationship to others. Because what we've just shared and what we share now is relationship. It's bread for the life of the world. The world, all of us here, everything, all of creation. Food and nourishment that we might truly be the family that we are. And this is something we can go deep with right now. In the best sense of the word, it's the only reason why I'm mentioning it. That you and I might gaze and consider and contemplate. Savor this. Chew on it a bit. Taste and see how sweet, how truly sweet and good the Lord is. And in doing this, leave ourselves open to the quiet of the pot that's simmering on the stove, the gentleness of the lawn beside us, the goodness of the air overhead, the ongoingness of this life that goes on, especially in some ways, when we pause and consider this. I love to mention it, and I know this won't be the last time. But St. Clair continues in her letter to Agnes with the fourth one, which is to imitate. And I just came from a wonderful retreat experience in California, and the imitation is the pouring ourselves out, the being bread and food for others. And as Jesus was, he was, is, now, the Son of the Father, the Anointed One, you and I are, am now, one with him and each other. Our food both unites us and feeds us to be in union. And the food of this very moment, we might say the food of silence. Our need to draw aside and be restful. Full of enough rest that we have the capacity to receive more of this life, this meaning. Logos, the Word of God. Not ideification or purpose that springs up on its own, but the Son of God who came down from heaven, who rose up in our midst, who is here present to us now. So, my friend, you have your own way with this. Whistle on your way. And let that be your work right now as summer is enjoying itself and doing its own winding through roads and passages and over hillsides. Pause, drink it in. Enjoy this. Greg and I delight in being able to share this with you and with others, so I'd ask you to reach back to us anytime and sort of help us find our way as well, if there are other ways or approaches to this time that are helpful. I know for me today it was simply to share with you my hunger and my joy in receiving the bread of life. And then go about this day, hopefully I will, a little bit more, whistling while I'm working. So that the delight in God and our communion with one another in God will fill my life and yours as well. Peace, my friend. Enjoy this moment. May it go deep, not light. And may it light up your heart. And may you and I be the light for the world. Food for the life of the world. Peace, my friend.
us break bread together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy on me.